Hi guys, what's up and welcome back to another audio episode, another recording, whatever you want to call it, on my podcast. My name is Sabri Raghavan and welcome back. And today's episode, if you're someone who's come here for the first time, then I really hope you enjoy the stuff that I'm putting out. I really hope you connect with the content that I'm putting out, and that you get some sort of value from it, right? Because that is why I'm doing this. And if you're someone who's come here all the time and you've been a frequent follower, a frequent listener to all of my episodes, then thanks, that really means a lot to me. Also, if you like the stuff that I'm doing, then don't forget to, you know, share it with your friends, spread the word about it, and tell these people about a guy named Sabri. So anyways, if you guessed by the title, obviously this is not going to be a specific episode where I talk about something specific talk about the insights that I get from a book or my experience or whatever. Today's episode is going to be about some changes that are going to be made. So obviously, if you've been listening to my podcast, then you know that I do videos as well where I talk about all the different stuff that I learn and the stuff that I feel people can do in order to make their lives more productive, efficient, and better. And today's episode on my podcast is just to talk about certain changes that I'm going to be bringing in my videos. So generally, I try to keep my videos below 8 minutes every single time. And above 8 minutes is kind of a thing because people don't usually spend more, you know, people's attention span is like 8 minutes is a sweet spot. So I try keeping it below 8 minutes. And a lot of people have told me that even 8 minutes is a bit long. And I'll tell you how I go about these videos usually. So I'm reading a book, right? I'm sitting down, I'm reading a book. I get an idea. I read something specific and I'm like, wait, this is important. This needs to be told to a lot of people. So then I make a script in my head, right? I just generate a script in my head. There is no physical manifestation of the script at all. So there's this raw concept or this raw idea that I take from a book. I think about it. I make a script in my head and I'm like, okay, fine. I should make a video about this. So I go down, sit in my car, fix my phone and then start recording. And off the top of my head, whatever I made, I just tell it. So obviously what happens is, because I'm not making a script, because I'm not preparing a script, certain points tend to repeat over the course of my videos. And I've noticed this myself. I've been doing this since a long time. Okay, not a long time, since last year you could say. And in all of my videos, you'll definitely notice that there are some points that I keep repeating, some points that I keep coming back to again and again. Now, some may say that it's because I want to emphasize on the point, which is completely true. I do want to emphasize on the point, but then sometimes it is a mistake on my part. And the mistake is that I'm not preparing a script to go about with the video. And that is something that's really, really important. So a lot of people have been telling me recently that, you know, Sabri, try making your videos a bit shorter. Keep it to the point and try avoiding repeating points again and again, because that for your audience is a bit irritating maybe. Yeah, that's the word. So this is what's going to happen. From now on, every single video that I put out or every single podcast episode that I put out is going to be scripted, right? So far, none of it was scripted. Literally nothing. All right. Off the top of my head, the first thing that came to my head, I would just sit there. If it was a podcast, and I just plug in my earphones and record it. Or if it was a video, then I just sit there and speak. But from now on, I'm going to definitely going to keep everything scripted to the point and concise to keep it as short as possible. My new target is obvious. I'm not going to try and rush it. I'm not going to try and get everything done under a very short span of time. So, because then that would make people feel like, you know, they were just a part of a monologue where this guy is just continuously rambling on. I'm not going to keep it very short, but at the same time, I'm going to try and avoiding repeating points so that I can bring it to maybe somewhere to 5 to 6 minutes maybe. 5 to 6 minutes sounds good. So that's the new plan. That's the new idea. And I think that's going to be the idea for both my podcast and my videos as well. Generally, podcasters, if you notice, you know, the good ones, they have podcasts for like 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours. These guys have something legitimate to talk about a particular topic, because then they bring guests to their show and they have like, you know, lots of people contributing with ideas and stuff. But for me, since I'm just a guy alone doing this individually, I really don't have that exposure or that credibility to bring someone in and talk. Because if then I could do that, then I could probably make these things, you know, 10 to 15 minutes more longer, where we have a proper conversation with another person. Obviously, I'm going to do that in the due course of time, but as of now, I can't do that. So yeah, since it's just me, I'm going to keep it really short. Just give this you know, get straight to the point. Don't repeat points at all. Keep it scripted. Keep it short and sweet. You know, that's the new plan. That's the new target. And those are the new changes that are going to be coming. So yeah, I really hope you enjoy the stuff that is going to be coming from now on. And I'm really looking forward to sharing all of that with you. And I guess that's it for today's episode. So stay tuned. If you like this, then because obviously, yeah, there's nothing to like here. But then, yeah, still share it with your friends. Spread the word about Sabri Raghavan podcast. And I will see you very, very, very soon. Take care, stay strong, and bye.